One more campaign moment now from New Hampshire from our colleague Melissa Block, who sends this postcard of primary pandemonium.
Call it when events go bad. It's billed as bowling with John Edwards at the Merrimack 10 Pin. Sounds great. Let's go. It's 8 p.m. when we get there. The candidates expected at 8:30, and already the parking lot's full. The lobby's packed with Edwards fans. Jim and Christine Hall are here with their 8-month-old son, Sawyer. They're still deciding whom to vote for. This is the fourth campaign event they've gone to today alone. Earlier, at a Wesley Clark rally, Sawyer made his feelings known.
Clark had come over, and Sawyer was a little shy at first, and he moved away completely. And then Clark was like, oh, come on, come on. And he turned around and, like, bit his nose.
Here at the 10 Pin, politics and bowling are about to meet on an ugly collision course. The Edwards supporters don't want to bowl. They just want to see the candidate. But it's also league night for the Saturday Night Misfits, and the bowlers aren't happy.
No, that way. You're not up here with street shoes on.
There's an army of thoughtless reporters and photographers here invading the bowlers' space, Japanese TV, a Norwegian newspaper.
Come on, push through. I can get through here. Let's go.
The media mob spills farther out onto the white tile by the lanes and the bowlers.
Let's go!
These people are pissing me off.
As the local bowlers try to get to their lanes, the Edwards throng keeps growing. John Edwards hasn't even arrived, but people are scrambling for a better vantage point.
You will be escorted out of the building at this time if you do not get down off the fountain. Yeah! There will be police at this time if you do not get down and respect the property. Everybody will be asked to leave, and Senator Edwards will not be allowed to come in the building.
The bowlers roar at the owner's threat, and it's not long before she makes good on her promise. That's it, she mutters. I'm calling the police. And she does.
The police have been called because nobody decides that they want to cooperate tonight.
Time ticks by. It's nearly 9 o'clock now. Fresh-faced Edwards staffers rush around anxiously. They're watching what should have been a nice little photo op blow up in their face.
We need to start evacuating the building at this time. Fire marshal and police are on their way. You're welcome to wait outside for Mr. Edwards and his precious crew to arrive.
But what she calls Mr. Edwards and his precious crew don't arrive, the police do. And just after 9, in swoops John Edwards and entourage, including the actress Glenn Close.
Edwards, Edwards!
It turns out Edwards doesn't bowl, doesn't even get near the lanes. He pumps his fist at the crowd. The bowlers look disgusted. He launches into his stump speech.
We can build one America where we don't have two health care systems. One for the most privileged you can get, the best health care money can buy in a country that has it. And then one for everybody else.
When Edwards talks about standing up for the family who lives paycheck to paycheck and worries about taxes and health care, it occurs to you he may well be talking about that guy in the NASCAR jacket bowling in lane 15 a few dozen feet or a light year away. As soon as the candidate wraps up and kisses a child, a Merrimack police officer gets on the intercom.
Folks, this building now needs to be evacuated at this time.
The campaign bus refills.
Please step back, give us some room, we got to get out.
And drives off into the night. One more thing. The next day, at a rally for John Kerry at a high school in Nashua, whom do we run into but that furious bowler? Turns out she's not there for Kerry. She's a maintenance worker at the school.
And what's your name?
No, I'm not telling you.
First name?
Nah, we're not going there either.
Okay.
She says she bowled her average between 160 and 170. As for John Edwards...
In fact, he lost votes last night.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What'd they say? What'd you hear?
They just ain't... You want to hear it verbatim? I ain't voting for that. Oh, no.
Melissa Block, NPR News, Manchester.